All right, so let's begin. Today's daf is Daf He. And last time we were talking about what are the grounds to Ma'abar the Shana. And a lot of the Gemaras we're going to be seeing today are sugas we've seen elsewhere. So it's a bit of Chazar, even though it might feel like it might feel new. So the Gemara now says, Rabbiana Amar Mishum Rama Gamliel, Shaya Omer, Imra Rechichin Vuguzlai Dekikin, Veshafar Ba'apoye. So if you remember, we were talking about before that there were really three major reasons why, and we needed two of which to ma'abra the Shana. One was Aviv, whether the early enough of the early grain has ripened. The other one's got to do with the seasons, the kufah, the timing of the season, so that really Pesach would still be in the spring. Vala peirot eilan, that they haven't ripened yet. However, towards the end of the last year, we saw other reasons as well, whether the young animals had developed enough so there'd be room for korbanot. And we saw previously that that wasn't really enough to ma'abed the shana on its own. It could become a sa'ad, it could, as long as one of the major reasons, it could combine with it, but it wasn't enough. However, Rabbi Yana says in the name of Rabban Gamliel that he would cholek that these reasons of the animals being young is a good enough reason, meaning that not matured enough yet for korbanot. So in this situation, he said, Imra rachichin, because lai dekikin, so both the lambs and these young birds are small or young or not big enough. The shaper bapuyin, it's proper in my eyes, babachavrai in the eyes of my friend, mosif al shata datlat in yom, that we can add to the 30 days. That's really the precedent now for this position. Tani Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maaseh b'Rabban Gamliel, v'zkenim sheyoshvim al gei mala bahar habayit, v'Yochanan sofer halaz yoshev lifneihem. Okay, so Amar lo, Rabban Gamliel, katuv la'achnem b'nei droma. Now this we saw in Masechta Maaseh Sheni. Write first to our brethren of the south, right? So he's writing to them, the covered them. Shlamchum, so shalom aleichem, your peace should increase. It should really mean that's a direct translation. Modalachon, I should let you know, dematas man biura, because we're in the year of, if you remember, the Shemitah cycle was, in terms of the second mace, was Masa Sheni, Masa Ani, and then Shemitah. So what we're saying now is that if you remember in the fourth and the seventh year, they had to make sure all the Trumas and Maasot, the Man Bi'ur came to time to remove all the Trumas and Maasot, make sure it's given to everyone. If not, they'd have to be Hefker or destroyed. That was kind of the discussion we said. Now, or removed or destroyed, sorry, not Hefker, removed or destroyed. So and he says it's time, the time has arrived to take Lafuki Masraim Omre Shuvlaya from the Shibolim, from the sheaves. Now, the chiddush of his opinion, by the way, is that the biur even applies to this product that hasn't yet reached malacha. You don't have the chiyuv yet of separating maaser. And if you remember, Reb Chaim, when we learned this back in Maaseh Sheni, this was taught before Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, it only applies to those products that have reached gemar malacha, if you like. So that was a term. Anyway, so Achna Biglai continued to my brethren in the Galil, Ila, the Upper Galil, or Bnei Ara, or the Lower Galil. Shlumchem yaskei shalom aleichem, is to yourself, or your peace should be increased. Mudar lachum dematas man biur, the tamas miur has come. Tafkun maasra mi ma'at zeta. Take it also ma'aser from your presses, olive presses. Because again, as man biur has arrived, you've got to make sure you give all the trumas and ma'aser to the people that are meant to receive them. Lachne me galuta, those from the galut, the Babel, b'nei galuta de madai, or those of the galut madai, and Chutzaretz b'nei galuta de Yavan, the shar kol galut, he's giving a, telling, this is a public announcement to everyone in the galut Yisrael, shlomchem yaske, again, shalom aleichem, modana lachun, I'll let you know, de'imra rechichin v'guzlai de'kikin, there's our announcement, that because the young sheep and the birds are not yet developed yet, the Zimna da Aviv lo mata, and the time of Aviv has not arrived. Okay, so here it sounds like he's combining it with one of the core reasons. The Shafar Milta ba'apoy ape, it's good in my eyes, but Anfei Chavraya Mosif Alshata, he's telling them that this next year is going to be, oh, the year, sorry, is going to be a Shanam Uberet. We're adding an Adar because we've added Alshata Tlatin Yomim. Now, he has to send this out to the B'nai Chutzar because they wouldn't hear about it. That's why it's a special message he's sending out. Whereas those within Eretz Israel, he didn't need to send a special message regarding it. Okay, that's the simple understanding of this. Okay. Fine. Gemara says, Ein Rav Shana Elim Ken Haitachasera Rav Chodesh. So here we're talking about exactly the timing of the Tkufa meaning the seasons, in terms of how that would fall out, there would be a justification or motivate the adding an extra month. So the first opinion is it has to be lacking a Rav Chodesh, meaning it's leading into Nisan, or Tishrei, actually, the first case is most of the month. It's Tisha B'Kamar Rav Chodesh Shisha Asar Yom. So to make it clear, it says that he says Ein Rachim Al Tkufa Elim Kin Chishvu Matzot Tkufa Tammuz, meaning that is the Tammuz is summer, yeah, that has gone. Am I saying this right? Probably not. Yes, has gone into Matzot Tkufa Tammuz Chaser Mihashlamat the 91 days Yom Shelah. That's the length of the Tkufa. Ruba shel Chodesh Tishrei. It's gone a majority into Tishrei, which is Tet Zayin Yom. V'nofelet, and therefore it falls in Yud Zayin. Aval, Korban says, im haita tkufat Tishrei nofelet petet Zayin, if fell on Tet Zayin, the ein ma'avrim. So in other words, as long as the tkufa, the season, sort of fell on Tet Zayin, it'll be okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no shteya dot haChodesh, which is 11 yom, two-thirds, meaning if it's nofelet, in other words, v'nofelet pachaf bet, that's when you'd ma'avre the shana, nimtza deleika afilu miktzat achag, because in that situation, you have none of Sukkot within the autumn, and therefore autumn season, that's why you're Ma'abed HaShana. So Amrav Shmuel Bar Nachman, okay, Vehu Shiyakriv HaOmer Sof Nisan Shel Tkufot. Again, I'll read the Korbanator carefully here. Hadar Yehuda, even they says by the Tkufa that going into Tam, sorry, the Tishrei, if you like, has to already begin, if you like, on Hadar Amar Chaf Aleph Yom. Aval im einan ela chaf ein mavrim. That's davke shiakriv. That's provided that it won't impact the omer. Davke shiakriv ha omer shehu tetzayin ben nisan has to be bayomahu sof tkufot tevet v'atchalat tkufat nisan. That has to be in the spring. Tkufat nisan is spring. Aval im tkufat nisan biyud zayin the ein mavrim. Why? Because it says by Pesach shmoret chodesh aviv. And he understands that Shiakriv HaOmer BaChodesh, the whole Hakbar of the Torah, that the Omer should be offered in the spring, the Hainu Nisan Shel Chama, Shematchil B'Yom Tkufat Nisan. It says, Afal David, even though the Pasuk is referring to Pesach, Misvara Amrin, we say the Lord Kapib Kra Ela Ala Omer. That really, his understanding is the whole Hakbar of spring is not on the entirety of Pesach, but specifically in the offering in the Omer. So he said that would be the critical thing. Okay, that's what we said. So Rabbi Yossi says no, Ara Pesach. He says no, it's actually the entirety of Pesach has to be in the spring. So he has another qualification that would mean that would necessitate being us adding an extra month, an extra Adar. It says Dafka im Yom Rishon Shel Chabakut Tkufat Tishrei. It says really no, the taking of the lulav Yom Rishon has to be on the first. So here's the most. If like Machmer opinion in the sense that it let really all of Sukkot has to be part of the Tkufat Tishrei, which is autumn. Okay, fine. Let's continue. So Imra Lashana lo pachot mechodesh v'lo yater lachodesh v'ibibroa eno meruberet. That when you're adding the ibur, the extra month, it can't be less than a chodesh and not more than a chodesh. Why are we adding both chodesh? Because a chodesh could be the 29 or 30 days. Okay, v'ibibroa. If you tried to do that, it wouldn't work. So, Imram lo b'shvid, when you're trying to add an extra month, they wouldn't do it lo b'shvid, but lo b'motzei shvut, not in Shemitah year, and not in Motzei Shemitah. For obvious reasons, because in those times you cannot, plow, you cannot avodat karaka, and Motzei Shemitah, even you can start planting, you wouldn't be able to eat from the produce that grew until when? Until the Omer is offered, because it's Isur Chadash. So, we don't, if we've running low on grain and the like, we don't want to add an extra month. So that's why they said that you wouldn't add a chodesh an extra Adar, not in Shemitah and not in Motzei Shvit. V'im ibruah, if you do, well then it will harizim will bear it. So imata regim la'aver. So when would they generally do the shanam will bear it add extra Adar? That's be'erev Shvita, arba Shvit. Okay. Now, Reb Zira says, that's prior to Rebbe permitting people to purchase Yarakot Michutzaretz. Once that was permitted, then you've got no desperation for product anymore. And therefore, even Shmita, even Shar Shnei Shavua, it wouldn't make a difference. However, in other words, Shmita wouldn't be, and Motzei Shmita wouldn't be a consideration anymore. to not Ma'aber of the year. You could fall back onto the other considerations we've been discussing this year. Okay. Hare hu the ish bami beit bibal shalisha v'yavo le'isha Elohim lechem bikurim esrim lechem se'urim. Right, all he brought was se'urim. Okay, and that says ein lecha mevaker. Now this is inserted here based on the other gemara we saw this back in Nedarim. Pretty much from here to the end of the shir is dafim we saw in Nedarim. So ein lecha mevaker be'eretz Yisrael yoter mibal shalisha. The first area that usually grows produce is bal shalisha. V'lo biker and he produced all he was able to provide was lechem se'urim. And ela el otomin the and velobi ker el otomin se'orim, which is usually the first produce as well. And that was brought to Elisha. Now the question is, why didn't they me'aber the shana that year? It's quite clear that that year that there wasn't enough. Everything was very late in producing. So ematayavu, and when did he bring it? That's after the omer. Shineimar ten la'am v'yochelu, give it to the people and they can eat. So mashmo was after the omer was offered to allow them to matir this this lechem se'orim. So the Gemara answers, ho'il ha'tashana tzricha why need lishem ma'aber the shana if they're really nothing had produced here? This is like the qualifier being of aviv. So Ella, meaning the again the meaning Aviv, not spring, but Aviv, meaning the grain hadn't yet grown or produced enough. So Ella melamed ravon. It was because it was a famine that year. They are called kofsim legranot, and they couldn't wait any longer. They were desperate for food, so therefore that's why, even though technically in a normal year they would have ma'abed the shana, in this context they did. Elisha did. Okay, let's continue. Itani tani mipnei. There's a machlok whether mipnei tuma. Whether one can ma'aber the shana. So me'aber tumah, there's two understandings Korban Eder brings. Says korsha nasi chole, for example, nasi is unwell, and they thought he's going to die on Erev Pesach, and therefore the rov hatzibur is going to be have to come and metame for him. So that would be ground. Would you therefore then, or it's by the way another understanding by the way, or sh'rov hatzibur were already tameim, and there was a shortage of efer pra'aduma. So the question is, doing the Abed the Shana to give an opportunity for people to become Tahor and the Pesach, Korban Pesach, that it could be brought for Tahara? Or no, it's a Pesach of Abed Tumah. Simple as that. So, we want opinion says, Tumah. And however, Rabbi Yossi, or the Giris we have in Nedarim, is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'avrim. You would do Shechen Matzinu B'Chizkiya. Now, this Shechen Matzinu, this flow of the Sugya, we're going to explain the Korban Eder here. When we learned this back in Masechet Nedarim, it was we learned Rabbi Chaim has a more involved or complicated. I think sort of complicated. There's let's just put a different way of understanding the flow of this whole sugya. But for simplicity today, we'll just look through the Korban HaEder, even though some of the principles that he builds it on, Rabbi Chaim rejects. I think. But let's have a look anyway. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Ma'avrim Shchematinu BeChizkiya She'iber Mipnei HaTumah Shenemar Ki Marbit HaAm. Rabat me'Ephraim, there are a lot of people coming. Menashe Yisachar Zvulun, lo yitar de'am ki achlu ata Pesach, belo kakatuv. They ate the Korban Pesach, not as instructed, and therefore ki yitpalel Yechizkiya aleihem, itav ne'mor atov v'chaper b'ad Hashem should atone for them. Now what's going on here? The pasuk prior to is a discussion whether ma'abed shana. So the way the Korban Eder first explains it, and this is actually where the Reb Chaim explains it there as well, says that this is a proof not for Rabbi Yossi, but rather for the Tanna Kamma. Meaning, because the Tanach Kama held ein ma'avrim mipnei atumah, we'll read the Korban Eder, shemechenatzinu Yechizkiya, she beret ha'shana mipnei atumah, he was ma'aber the shana, as it seems to suggest in the psukim there. There's other ways to read the psukim, but it says the ma'aber the shana va'afit balel, and then he davened for himself kidichtiv ki achluot ha'pesach polo katov, because it seemed that what he did was incorrect. So it was ma'aber the shana mipnei atumah, he davened because of it. And mean implying that it wasn't right what he did, so therefore he shouldn't ma'aber mina atuma. That's a simple way of understanding it. So again, that's where Chaim I think also explains it there. However, he says lishnacharina could be talking about Rabbi Yossi. Shchemichitzku shibertasham mina atuma da'inu could be that the tumi was ma'aber was not for of tumat amet but rather tumat avodah zara. V'ta'aber zani a mistake she'ein ma'arina la tuma because you can only ma'aber according to Rabbi Yossi for tumat amet and not mishum tumat avodah zara. She'im einu ma'arim dina tuma kedichtiv. Because if you're not made, they can do. You can bring the korban tumah. Aval mnei tumat akum ein ma'avrim da belav hachilov dina pesach batumah akum ela batumat me'bilvad. And then he says the Balavachi, you wouldn't be able to you wouldn't be able to tumat you wouldn't be able to do lo avdina Pesach betumat akum ella betumat bilvad lechem bikesh rachamim al atzmo. That's why he davened. So it seems to be here his way of understanding. The second way of explaining this is it's a proof Rabbi Yossi ma'avrim mipnei tuma, and he happened to ma'abra because of tumat amet. Now, by the way, it's this point, just for your own interest, we're not going into any detail on this because the Dafim and Sanhedrin are much longer. And there's a lot to get through. But it's on this point of Reb Chaim thing disagrees. He says, if it was Mnei Tumat Avodah Zarah, then you would be granted Arba d'Shana, because then that year no one would be able to bring the Korban Pesach, because the Rov HaTzibur isn't nidcha to, well, they couldn't have done Pesach Rishon of the Tumat Avodah Zarah. And Robert Sibur is not nidcha le Pesach Sheni, so we'll be able to do that year. So it would be grounds. Okay, that's just for own, if you like, side interest there. But for simplicity, we'll just continue with the. And then again, Reb Chaim has all different halacha sugya on this as well. But so for simplicity, the first way of looking at this is like this is a proof, if you like, for the Tana Kama, that the Tana Kama held that ein ma'abrit bnei tuma, and it seemed to Chizkiya was ma'abed the shana, and therefore he dove into Hashem that I made a mistake. That's a simple, very simple reading of the sugya. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon says, "Afal pi she'ibru nisan ein mu'ubar ela adar." So here, I'll just again, Korbanator says, he says, "No, vada yafe asa." No, it was the right thing to do. You could say, like Rabbi Yossi, they did the right thing. Mitnatuma ela sha'ach ela acheret haita. There was another issue we had. Shelachash nikash chodesh. L'shem Nisan, nimlach v'asau adar sheni. That unfortunately he tried to ma'abar, he was right to ma'abar chodesh, but he just did it too late. He did it in Nisan. And you can only ma'abar the, no chodesh, ma'abar the shana within Adar. That's interesting. The Bavli says it was actually on the 30th of Adar, it wasn't really in Nisan, but it was ra'uli yot Nisan. But it seemed to be that even though the motivation was correct, the timing was wrong. That's why. So in other words, this seemed to support Rabbi Yossi that you can ma'abar b'nei tuma. However, what he did was wrong. However, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says, "Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, no, Isa Yechizkiyahu tletzibu la'asot Pesach Sheni." So this pshat here again, of Korbanot says, "Lo Yibra Chizki." Actually, that year he didn't ma'abed the Shana. Maybe he asked it, but he didn't. Elasiyat he just advised them to what to do Pesach Sheni, but that's wrong. V'shelo kedin dechala Pesach Sheni. That's not true, right? Because again, Rav Tzibur isn't nidcha to do Pesach Sheni, so that was why he davened. Okay. That is that piece. Now the Gemara says, "Itani tani ma'amrit, sorry, ne'atumah itani tani ema'amrit." Again, we have machloket whether you can ma'abre the shana based on tumor or not. Ma'adama ema'amrit, those that say you cannot ma'abre the shana, learns from this case, ki'achluata pesach b'lo kakatuv, because again, it was simple understanding like we saw up above. It was ma'abre the shana b'lo kakatuv, and he sounded like, well, they didn't do right b'lo kakatuv. Ma'abrin, ma'amekim. So, what is the shita that says ma'abrin that you can ma'abrin the shana based on tuma? If he did so, what was below kakatuv? What was then wrong with what Chizkiyah did? And Gemara explains exactly like we explained about before. Mimeshi ibru nisan, because he did it too late. The ein ma'abrin, you can only ma'aber during Adar. If you hit nisan already, it's too late. Va'ate ka'aida amar Reb Simon bar Zavid. Gulgolet Arnana, you will see Matsu Tachata HaMizbeach, that it happened to be that they found the skull of Arnan, Arnan Yevusi, from which David HaMelech bought, you know, the place of Beis HaMikdash. They found out the Mizbeach. And the Mefarshim get really scratch their heads with this, because that means if the source of Tumah was there, and we're assuming it's somehow Tumah to Ohel, that's how it became Tameh, that means it's been there all through Beis Rishon. Like, it's. What's that means? It's been tummy the whole time. So therefore, I saw this now from the footnotes. They were referring to the fact that no, maybe it was referring to the fact that underneath, if you remember, underneath the base of Migdash, there's all these tunnels and networks and things like that. And it happened to be that it was neglected over a period of time, and some support things came apart, and the skull rolled to that location. So it doesn't have to be that it was there the entire time necessarily. Okay. But in any event. The Rov here, important to appreciate this, and I think we discussed in more detail in the past, is that it wasn't Rov Tzibur, it was a Kohanim. Because the Kohanim became Tamei, that's also grounds that's considered like Rov Tzibur, such that that they could have, if you like, done Pesach B'tumah that year, but they were Ma'abar because of it. All discussion whether it was the right thing to do. Okay, let's continue. Ktiv. It says, Kol avavo echin lidrosh Elohim. We tried to do everything with Hashem. Hashem, look, now change it, give us here. Hashem lo ke'avotav v'lo ke'tarat kodesh. Now, what went wrong? His motivations were good, but something he fell short. Reb Simon bar Zavid, Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, Chad amar afilu kama asa l'tarat. Despite the fact he tried to do so much to matar the Beis HaMikdash, it sounds like, lo yatzai le'tarat kodesh. He wasn't able to fully matar it. So it doesn't necessarily mean tumantara here. The simple understanding, one the Prussian explained here, that's referring to Avodah Zarah. Okay? Havachad despite all the good deeds and initiatives he took, Kodesh, lo Kodesh, he wasn't able to matar the Laver Tumah from the Am Yisrael. I'll just show you here. The Korban Eder, just both of them. It says the first pshat is Afal Pisha Sahar Bela Tata Kodesh Lo Yatzei Le Tata Kodesh L'Sharesh Achrei Kol Tumot She'usham. That means out of the base of Migdash, it seems to be that was the if there was something stuff still missing that he didn't achieve. Where the second gear says La'afer Tuma Mina Olam, meaning through a society wise, he wasn't able to Misharesh after. And we mentioned this in the keynote of the way the tricks that they had people had that avoided his policing, if you like, or inspections to get rid of Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's continue. Ktiv. V'yachdelu b'echad l'chodesh. One second. Sorry. V'yachdelu b'echad l'chodesh harishon l'kadesh u'b'yom shmona l'chodesh ba'u le'ulam elom Hashem v'ikadshu et beit Hashem le'amim shmona u'b'yom shisha asa l'chodesh harishon kidu. Now it seemed to be that the whole Tara period took a long time. Why did it take so long? Why did it take so long to clean out all the Avodah Zarah that was in the Beis HaMikdash? You could have surely been able to do it in a day. In the simple flow. Now, Reb Chaim back in the Darim connected this to the debate above of Marim Me'atumah or not, but again, that's you can listen, that's for another time. However, but here he says, that it seemed to be, it wasn't so simple, it wasn't just idols that they had erected in the Beis HaMikdash. They'd engrave things in the wall with dye, and this process of removing it was a lot more involved. It wasn't a matter of just picking something up and getting the removalists. Okay, let's continue. Shadbari Masa Asa Chizkiya al Shlosha Hodulo Vashlosha lo Hodulo. Now we've seen this sugir as well. This takes us back to, I think, Rosh Hashanah, I think. Oh, no, he says Psachim. Sorry. But I think it's whatever. Let's continue. So what were the things? Girer Atzamot Aviv al Mitat. When he went to bury his father, he didn't take it in a proper regal, if you like, coffin. He took it on a bed of ropes, and that was to mevaze him so he get a kapara. And that was a great idea. This is this copper snake. People started, meaning that we mentioned the Chumash, people started worshipping it, and he said, forget this, we've got to get rid of it. The Ganaz Tavlish Refuot, and there was a special Sefer Refuot, if you remember, we discussed in the past, that had all manners of cures for all illnesses. And he got rid of it. Now, why did he get rid of it? So if you remember when we discussed this in the past, there are two pshats. One explanation is because they weren't relying on Kadosh Baruch anymore, they were just looking at this book. The Rambam rejects that because it says if it's scientific, of course you can use these things. But problem is it was connected to astrology and all these other manners of things that weren't necessarily considered so kosher, and that's why it was gotten rid of. Okay? Let's continue. However, the three things that he did that Chachamim were not happy with. This is when the Melech Ashur, so Cherub, came to attack. First thing he did was send the doors of the Heichal as a time of, as Avi rebelled and they came to attack Yerushalayim, he sort of gave the doors of the Heichal as a massive, if you like, a pledge, if you like, to try and save them. However, that didn't work. And then he was also Stamei Gichon. He tried to block up the water supply. The problem is he had a nevuah, the way the Korban Eder explains that they would be saved and should have had emunah. He shouldn't have done these things. And the final thing, and the final one connects back to Asugya of the issue of being Ma'aber Nisan during Nisan. Sorry, he was Ma'aber the Shana in Nisan and not, which was too late, like we explained. Let's continue. Ein Ma'abrim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. If you want to Ma'aber the EU, you should not do so before Rosh Hashanah. Number of reasons for that. One understanding is maybe the circumstances make change, meaning it's too early to make the proper assessments. Another understanding is even if you could make the proper assessments, Nonetheless, we're concerned if you do too early, people will forget, and they'll end up eating chametz on Pesach. Two answers, Korban Yosef says. Okay. However, aval mipnei hadochak, if it's some sort of pressing circumstance, either there's oppression or it's going to be hard to get the mufla, you won't be able to get the mufla, the gadol, if you like, in that timing, something coordination problem. Well, then you'd be able to, then you're able to do it immediately after, still immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, the month you're adding is Adar and no other. Let's continue. Rebbe Omer, Nisan lo tamer b'amav. He says Nisan was never mu'uberet at all. So va tell me what you're talking about. He says im ha'chodesh bizmano. Now he were talking about the again. The question is whether Nisan lo nitaber b'amav. What it means lo nitaber doesn't mean that Nisan was never 30 days. It means that the month prior to, I mean Adar, was always a short Adar. And it says, but the problem with that is we have a sugya that discusses of whether if Adar was a 30-day or 29-day month, how you offer the korbanot from the new machatzita shekel, implying that there's a possibility, if you like, that Adar could have been a 30-day month. We saw this back in Masechta Shkalim. So the Gemara says, no, im ba, yeah, it can, the Gemara is theorizing, but it never happened. Im la, however, lopa. Similarly, Rav says Tishrei lo nitaber mi'amav, that the Elul was never a 30-day month, always 29. Once again, va'atanin imayta chodesh mu'uberet. Now that's referring to a different sugya. Again, back in Shvi'it, we learned this about if because debts are absolved once Shemitah year kicks in. So if you borrowed from, if you people borrowed from one another, came together, got a korban. Then, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah was really the last day of Elul, then that which he owes you for his share in that korban is absolved. However, if that day, meaning the Elul was a 29-day month, and the day you brought the korban was really the first day of Tishrei, then the debt's not absolved. He's going to have to pay you back. So you see here that it's possible for Elul to be either 29 or 30. So once again, it says imayaloha. Okay. So when there were Rosh Hashanah in Usha, b'yom rishon avar Rabbi Shimon Ishmael ben Yochanan ben Bruka va'amar ki divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now this relates to the debate in Rosh Hashanah regarding when you do Malchiot. If you remember in Musaf, we've got the special circle Malchiot Zichronot Shofarot. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you do it with Kiddushat Hashem, meaning part of HaTakadosh, whereas Rabbi Akiva says no, you do a part of Kiddushat Hayom. So on the first day, importantly, it says that did like Rosh Hashanah, and Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamli says Lo Inu Nekem B'Yavo. We never did like this in Yavda. But Yom Sheni did like it says Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Yossi Aglili. The Amar and he led it was Chazan did like Rabbi Akiva. They did like Rabbi Akiva, implying that they did Malchut with Kedushat Hayom. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Kachayon Nechem B'Datu Din Yavna. So you see here, v'hatani kidshua b'rishonu v'sheni. It seems to be there was a 2 days mashma what that you what when would you have a second day of Rosh Hashanah in that time? Only if the previous month of Elul was 30 days. So you can see then it could be. How can you say it was never a 30-day month Elul? So Reb Zira says b'sher malachastai otor shanin t'kalkala. That year they messed up. What do you mean they messed up? Yes, it was meant to be. It's only a 29-day month, but the day that they thought the 30th day, which would be the first day of Elul, was the 30th day, but it wasn't really the 29th day. And as you know, you can't, the preceding Elul can't be 28 days. So it was a mess up in that year. And so really at the tachlis at the end of the day, it was indeed a 29-day month of Elul. So it's still it doesn't break it, even though it was first and second day, because the first day wasn't really a valid day bichlal. So ma'ab rishon and ma'ab sheni. There's another pshat. So Rabba says b'shem Rav, Shana Rishona v'Shana Shnei. Says no, it doesn't have to be first day and second day on the same year. It just means one day and another day, meaning in consecutive years. The Gemara says V'atani. What Tonga says b'yom ha'rishon u'b'yom ha'sheni implies not just Rishon Sheni, meaning 1 year, another year. It means it was in the same year, one day following the other. So therefore, you have Elam Machavart Keshim Meikara. If you like, this is the first answer that the reason why it was 2 days is the first day was a bit of a mistake completely, and that's how you'd have to explain it. Okay, let's continue. Kichua Kodem Zmano Olachar Ibur Yom Echad. Then we say Yachol Yem Mekudash Tam Lama Otam. So in other words, if you tried to make the previous day a 28-day month or a 31-day month, then would that work? The answer is absolutely not, because there's otam. Now, what it implies, otam elehemoadai, ein elemoadai, meaning there are two ways to explain this. One is that it's only the moadim that were established in the right time, they're moadai, otam, but those who were based on an invalid kiddush of a 28-day prior month or a 32-day prior month, that's not otam. Or another explanation is otam refers to the 2 days of Rosh, if you like, Rosh Chodesh itself. But in any event, the pasuk seems to say that no, you can only have a 29 or 30-day month, quite clearly. It's actually interesting. The Reb Chaim, oh, we're already going seemingly over time, but the Reb Chaim back in the Darim actually asked the question. But 1 second, why did the pasuk to lema'et a 30, like a 31-day month, right? Because anyway, if we said, if you remember back in Rosh Hashanah, that lo kidshua, if you didn't make Kaddish the on the 30th day, meaning the previous month's a 29-day month, kidshua min shamayim anyway. The next day min shamayim with Rosh Chodesh. So but he leaves that, I think, as a question. Anyway, let's continue. Konev's mano is a 29 tishah be'isrim yom lachari buro, that's shnai v'shoshim yom. Okay, yeah, fair. Now minayim shema'avirin et hashana al agaliot. How do we know that based on the Bnei Gola, in order to get to Yerushalayim, so they can all come and bring a korban, if something's delaying them, you can ma'abra the shana? That's goes galu ba'adai lo higiu tamalomal Bnei Israel ... mo'adai. So the pasuk is Debar al Bnei Israel v'amartahem mo'adei. Sorry, mo'adei Hashem. So the point is, you want the asem mu'adot, that it be the capacity even the Bnei Gola, if you like, will be able to be to call Israel to bring the korbanot. So Amrav Shmuel Bar Nachman v'hen she'igiu le'Nahar Prat. Now Nahar Prat, Reb Chaim back in Masechet Nedarim said this is like more the border of Eretz Israel, but he said it kind of would make a little bit more sense, like the Chasdei David, than the necessity of Ma'abrit is im lo higiyu, if they hadn't yet reached that place. But if they've already got to that place, they'll make it to Eretz Israel. Okay, let's continue. Im ravid en ma'abrit hashana ela biyuda, that when you ma'abrit the shana, what's the location you meant to do it from? If you remember, we saw last year that they changed at one point where you meant to do it from. That only from Yehuda. That is because shama, meaning all the drishot have to be makomachchina, and Yehuda is considered makomachchina. If the nonetheless did it in Galil, then it works. If for some reason not able to do in Yehuda, they could ma'abra in Galil, it would work. Then it says Eimar Rino Tov b'chutzaretz. You cannot ma'abra the shana chutzaretz. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, has to be in Eretz Yisrael. V'im ibrua enu me'ober, it would not work. Like Tashma, Bagalil, Ein Ma'avrin, Bechutz Arts Ma'avrin. If you're trying to tell me in the Galil, they're not Ma'aber, why do you tell me in Chutz Arts they can't be Ma'aber? So the Gemara says, no, Bagalil, Ma'arabim, you're not meant to do in the Galil. V'im Ibrua, however, if it does, then it's Mu'beret. The difference is in Chutz Arts, not only you're not allowed to do it, but if you did, Ein Mu'beret. However, we've got a qualification. That's B'Yicholim La'aber Be'eretz Yisrael. When we say it's on Mu'beret, that's when they have the capacity to do it within Eretz Yisrael. Aval im eina, aval b'she'ena, if they can't do in Eretz Yisrael, then you are able to be ba'aber in Chutz La'aretz. Now, what's able to or not able to? That means that it's Dorish. The Reb Chaim back in Nadarim said, "We Dorish time of the Krah. Why is it Kim Mitzion Teitzei Torah? Because there, the assumption is that's where Sanhedrin is. That's where the Mufla, the Gadol is. They'll be able to do it. If, however, the Mufla, if you like, is in Chutz La'aretz." Okay, meaning that's not able to do it in Eretz Yisrael, then you could do it in Chutz Aretz. That's the understanding. So the Gemara now says, Yirmiyahu ber, we've got proof of this. Yirmiyahu, he was ma'abed the shana Chutz Aretz. Yecheskel also Chutz Aretz. Baruch ben Neriah, he ber b'Chutz Aretz. Talmud of Yirmiyahu Navi. Chananya ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua, he ber, so Achai Rosh Yeshua, sorry, he ber b'Chutz Aretz. He was ma'abed the shana Chutz Aretz. Shalach Rebbe Shalosh Igrin. They sent him three letters. Gabei, one understanding is simply the shlichim of this were Rebbe Yitzhak and Rebbe Natan. Bechad Katav Lekdushat Chananya, giving him kavod, right? Bechad Katav Yam Gdim Shinachta Nasu Tayashim. So the first letter was giving a letter of kavod towards him. The second letter was, you have to realize the young kids that you left behind, they've now grown up, meaning they were hinting to the fact you are no longer the mufla. There are now gedolim in Eretz Israel since you left. Ubechad katav, and the final one letter was, im einata makabal alech, if you don't accept the fact that you can no longer ma'aber shana in chutzar, it's because now in Eretz Israel there is mufla, there are gedolim that can do so. Tzelecha then, quite a metaphoric rebuke here, tzele midbaratad, Reb Chaim back in Nedarim says these are the lowest of trees. You can rule over them. V'tishochet, and you can shecht korbanot there. V'nechunya zorek, and nechunyon, if you remember that's the son of Rabbi Shimon that was offered the korbanot in Alexandria. He can be your zorek. So in other words, if you're not going to accept us, you're not part of Klal Yisrael type of thing. It's quite a rebuke. But what happened is, Krakad Maita Vokrin. He read the first letter of Kavod. He's quite happy. Excellent. It was Makabal. It was gave Kavod to the Shlichim, if you like. The second one as well. Okay, he gave him Kavod as well because it wasn't necessarily Pogia so much. There was a saying that Tlaim became the Tayashim. However, once it got to Tlita, the third, by Mivasraton, he wanted to grade those Shlichim, and they said, no, Amrin Le, late Eichel Faro Kriton. You can't do that. Twice we've mechabada, so you cannot dismiss us any longer, and the letter was had to be received. Okay, Beseder, we're going to continue with this sugya. But again, most of this last part of the shiur was what we saw in the diary. Beseder, Kol Tov.